Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and supporting us. It means the world to us. We would like to offer you to become a patron for Mystery Kids Podcast. For $5 a month, you get two bonus episodes. One is going to be an animal facts and the other one's going to be a bonus episode that either someone has chosen, one of the patrons has chosen, or that we will put to vote. As a patron, you'll be able to listen to already episodes that are there. We've got the Underground Railroad, the deepest hole on earth. We've got about the werewolves. We've got animal facts about the platypus, the crocodile, and the taipan. And we have the funny story of the Australian Emu War. So there's plenty of content that we'd love to share with you. If you want to become a patron, you're going to head over to Patreon, patreon.com/mysterykidspod, and that's where you're going to sign up for $5 a month and get that bonus content. Thank you so much again for all your support. On today's Monday Mini, we'll be talking about the Pope that hated cats.
Welcome to Monday Minis with the Mystery Kids Podcast. Welcome to Mystery Kids Podcast.
Around Christmas time, I was with my grandpa, and my grandpa let me in on this little secret that once upon a time back in Europe, they wanted to kill off all the cats. So they started killing off tons and tons of cats. And that's how the bubonic plague started. So I needed to actually Google this to confirm or deny the claim, right? So I go in and I learn, because I was like, okay, first of all, why would you want to kill cats? Okay, we have a cat. We're really fond of her. She kills mice for us. She kills spiders for us. She's the bestest cat in the whole entire world. But I'm like, why would a bunch of people decide to go off and just kill a bunch of cats? So I found out why. And it's a pretty interesting story. So cats have been known as a bad omen or bad energy for a long, long time. There's a lot of beliefs about, like, their purring is a bad omen. They only do that when they're super happy, though. But especially black cats. So have you ever wondered what's wrong with them? Well, it's not anything new. It started back in the 13th century. And what happened in the 13th century was Pope Gregory, I totally had to look up what this Roman numeral was because it's been a while since I've had to look up Roman numerals. So Pope Gregory the Ninth, he decided that he did not like cats. So he was the head of the Catholic Church from 1227 to 1241. So he believed cats were actually Satan's companion, and Lucifer himself resided in the cats. Okay, so the reason he believed this was there was a Spanish inquisitor from Conrad of Marburg, and he kind of came in, he traveled across Spain, and he ran into heretics and witches who believed that these evil creatures were connected to Satan. So Pope Gregory was like, we got to get rid of these. We got to get rid of all these cats. So he declared this issue, this decree on June 13th of 1233 that was called the Vox in Rama. And this decree, he declared that Satan was half cat and mentioned all the rituals performed of the worshipers of Satan. So it was kind of crazy. So in this area, it was like everyone really was super religious and they really had a lot of trust in the Catholic Church. But they weren't really happy that they were being told to wipe out the cats, because, I mean, a lot of them really liked cats. But there was a lot of people that turned a blind eye and were 100%. They were all on board and were like, okay, it's time to slaughter cats. So it was just a crazy time where they felt like they were being loyal to the church upon hearing this. So now, did this cause the bubonic plague? And the bubonic plague happened in the 14th century. Yes, the 14th century. So did this happen? So cats are known for killing rats, mice. They are the ones that spread all of, like, these germs. So cats are actually very, very hygienic. And if you've been around a cat, like, you know, they're very hygienic. But what happened was there was no cats to kill off the rice or the rice. The rats and mice, when you put them together, they're rice, but the rats and the mice. And so people believe that that's what has caused the bubonic plague. But that's actually not the truth. The bubonic plague, which there's a whole episode based off of that, that we have, but it was actually more from lice, which I thought was interesting. I didn't realize it was lice and ticks were the most common to spread it, and cats. So I'm like, I always had heard that rats were like the biggest spreaders. So they say that they're not connected. I'm sure it didn't help during a time, like it probably spread other types of diseases, not having cats around to help. So anyways, I thought this was super interesting. I can't believe there was literally a war on cats. So thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on the Mystery Kids Podcast.
Thanks for listening.